I'm here with Marty Brodeur, the New Jersey Devils Executive Vice President of Business Development. He also played a little bit of hockey for them at one point, if you remember. Marty, first of all, thanks for doing this, and welcome to the 2019 draft. How excited are you for this?
Oh, well, it's a big day for the Devils, so obviously we're really excited to be here. Having the chance to pick first overall doesn't happen too often. Got lucky in the lottery, and I'm sure all the scouts and everybody's going to be real happy to make our selection here soon.
Excellent. Now, obviously, when you were a player, you were part of the greatest Devils teams there were. That was a very successful era. Now, a new culture is taking hold, some very exciting young players, including Nico Hischier and obviously Taylor Hall, who is very good for you. What do you see right now in terms of this franchise and where it's headed?
Well, you know, obviously, I think that the tougher years are behind us. I think it took a while when Ray came in to get rid of some of the contracts, some of the older players, and kind of revamp, with some of the draft picks he was able to get with some of the trades that we made, and now we can see that it's paying off a little bit. Even though we had an off year last year, I think we've learned a lot about our young players, and we're really excited with what we saw. Obviously, having the first pick overall, that's going to kind of help a little bit, and we're in position now that we'll be better every single year, and hopefully within a few years be good contenders for the playoffs and then the Stanley Cup.
When you look at what happened in the playoffs this season, there was so much chaos in terms of seeding and upsets. What does that tell you about the parity in the NHL and what that might mean for a New Jersey squad that obviously wants to get back into that top eight in the East sooner than later?
Well, I mean, that's the beauty of this. I think the salary cap era kind of puts a lot of team in the same in the same stage. So it's going to be it's important, when you have to build through the draft and everything if you want to be successful. And you look at a lot of the teams that do have some success in the playoffs or making the playoffs, or a lot of players are coming in from their own minor leagues or from their draft, and so these are important for the franchise. But obviously, it's about, you just got to get in the playoffs, and they showed this year, like, you never know what's going to happen when you get there.
Now, something that I found really interesting is that, when you were playing for the Devils under Lou Lamoriello, it was very much a team concept. It wasn't really star-driven, and, that was very successful. But from a marketing point of view now, we're in a different era, and you're going to have some marquee names in New Jersey. And I get the sense that on a corporate level, that's being embraced, that you really want the fans to know about these players. Is that kind of interesting for you, seeing it from both perspectives?
Yeah, I played in that system, you could call, like, under Lou, that everything was really kind of team first and nobody was really above. But I've seen and I've played with Team Canada. I've seen other organizations do differently, and it's a different age now. Now I'm on that side, I can understand what the players want and need, and I think that's kind of one of the things that I'm able to help in my new role. It's like to get to people to understand, like, there's ways of using our players to market our players. We have young players, and they need to reach out to the community for them to be more present, to help out. And I think by kind of having me around and knowing what's the limit, because, their first job is playing hockey, and we need to understand that from these players. But they do have a responsibility towards, the fans and our organization to be part of it too.
Excellent. And speaking of your new role with the Devils, how are you enjoying being part of the organization in a very different way, and being that suit and tie guy, so to speak?
Yeah, it's been good. It's definitely lot less pressure than I'm used to. Being in hockey operation with St. Louis for a while and played hockey all my life, this is kind of a nice relaxing role a little bit. You still have a little bit of juices when you go to the game, but you know when it's over, it's over. It's not like I have nothing to do with the hockey part. So, but it's fun to be back in New Jersey. I left for 4.5 years and I just came back this year and kind of just got to see all the familiar faces and that you know this is where I belong.
Now, because we are at the draft, let's go back in time to your draft year. What do you remember about that experience?
Well, I was nerve-wracking a little bit. You know, I flew in with my dad, with my agent, and I was ranked 30th overall, second goalie, behind Trevor Kidd, and I was the second goalie, but I got drafted 20th overall, so that kind of was a shock, a little surprise, got in the first round, and it was exciting. Wasn't really sure where New Jersey was at the time, but it's such a great event, and you know it's funny, you're all excited, and you understand when you start going to training camp, well, you know you're just a number, you know, and you got to make that number count, and that's kind of the attitude that I had when I started in the minors and went back to junior. I got to be relevant here. Yes, I'm a first round pick. Yeah, but you know, you still got to show that you belong there. So it's been, it was a fun process to go through. A little bit nerve wracking, but at the end of the day, for all these young guys that are going through the draft, it's not the end of the world. What number you're getting picked, it's how you get to the NHL. But obviously, this is a dream come true, and a lot of work is put in to these kids, and then just to hear their names, it's a pretty special time.
Indeed. And another really special draft moment was when you got to make the announcement that the New Jersey Devils were drafting your son. Take me through how that all came together.
I was just sitting in the box and Lou called me up and he said, "Hey, listen, you know, come down. I got to talk to you. Come to the table." And so I came down, and he says, "Well, we're going to draft Anthony, so would you like to announce his name?" And so I kind of sat there for about, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes, and I was like, "How am I going to do this? I've never, you know." So I kind of announced Anthony's pick. So it was a lot of fun, and, you know, it's great just to see him come down and see, you know, our family going kind of crazy a little bit, and came over and, like, just give me a big hug. So it was kind of funny. Like, the whole thing was pretty cool.